can I play inside and can I play outside? So, you know, the boys were ticking. Our three center backs allowed us to also, you know, get into that structure with having time on the ball and being able to move the ball around. So, overall, I'm extremely happy.
As a coach, must be pretty happy when he's throwing two subs and it combines something to the goal. You guys got a lot of depth in all positions. Just how valuable is that? Seeing already the contributions coming in off the bench all year.
It's good. It's as we were just talking about as a staff, I think it's the good headaches. You know, it's something that, you know, as a past, even with different squads that we've had here at York, we didn't have that ability to do so. But you know, I'm thankful right now. Everybody's fit, everybody's healthy, and everybody wants to play. So. It's up to them to go out there and show to me they're good teammates and stuff together, and you know, I'm happy to have those solutions come up with them.
It looked like a pretty incomplete defensive performance, especially on the road. In that first half, you know, BFC had a number of proven attackers in the league, but they weren't able to really create much. What do you think you were able to do defensively a little bit more BFC went off?
I think in particular when we talk about defensive, I think the three center backs today and even Ivan in the back communicating, and you know, a lot of people are going to say that he's young, but he has his qualities. I think our three center backs were leaders. I think they were warriors. They understood that, you know, we knew from the personnel that BFC put on the field that they were going to be crossing a lot. So being able to control the 18-yard box and, you know, our midfielders being able to pick up the second ball as well was just extremely important. So they just showed up. I would say our center backs, we know the quality that they have, and today they showed up. So they showed up.
Okay, we'll go to questions on Zoom. Thomas?
Hey, Mauro. Congratulations on the win. I think, you know, rightfully so, we're going to see Callum Irving get a lot of headlines for some of those saves. But Ivan Pavela, professional debut, he looked really poised going head-to-head with two of the historically best strikers in the CPL. What can you say about his performance today?
It's all, you know, due to him. I think obviously with our goalkeeper coach Camilo Benzi, we've had a plan of development for him. We knew that the opportunity was going to come for him to play games. It was the first one of the season, and I think he showed us that we can trust him. If we didn't trust him, first of all, we wouldn't bring him in, and if we didn't trust him, we wouldn't obviously put him inside the field. So he's a young goalie. He has a lot of potential. We're extremely happy with him, and I think he just showed today a little bit of what he can be in the future.
Elijah Adekugbe gets the captain's armband. I think starting with the captain's armband for I think what might be the first time in his York United career. Well, I know he's really kind of emerged as a leader for you. You obviously go way back with him. What kind of went into that decision?
No, I have a group of five captains. Obviously, you know, I have some leaders in Elijah, Osvaldo. Max Ferrari has been at the club for quite some time as well now. So for me, with Elijah in particular, it's a personality. I think he's one person that doesn't really see things negatively. And when there are, you know, downs, he's the first one to put his hand up and, you know, start to work and push for positivity. So, you know, I'm quite comfortable with the group of captains that I have. It's something that we as a club, not only as a staff, but as a club, put our thoughts, you know, towards. And extremely happy with them. Obviously, Osvaldo's the next one up, but between the both of them, I'm happy, and they showed today how much of a leader they are.
Thank you, Mara, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
We'll go over to Jacob. Jacob, you have a question for Mauro?
Yep. Congrats on the win. For the match, just want to follow if of you the front players of your thoughts on Julian Atabelli, that his performance was from coming out of the sides.
With Alco, he's a player that we know that we can count on. I think he's a good presser, he's a good finisher, and he showed that today. He gives us the ability not only to play as a nine, but to play as a winger that we most of the time in preseason have been using him in. But I know I can count on him. He's someone that he wants to play. He's hungry, and he's a kid full of talent. So again, I think he's not at his prime yet. I think he still needs to grow. But as you can see, he already has the right tools and the right mindset. So excited to see what he can bring for the rest of the season.
And starting out strong for the first match, do you see this showing in for the home match against Halifax Wanderers?
Yeah, obviously we wanna continue to create this good environment, this wave of positivity and this wave of good results. Obviously we can't be too high just because of a win away from home. We gotta make sure that we stay hungry, we stay, you know, honest to our principles, and that's what we're gonna be doing during this week. So it's time to enjoy it, but it's definitely time to, you know, keep our feet on the ground and continue to grow because the season is still long.
Thank you.
Any other questions on Zoom? No? Okay. Thank you, Mauro.
Thank you.
You're all done. We'll be right back with Julian Altobelli.